There's a mitzvah l'shavshes. That means when you get finished matam eraglayim and something spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. Rashi says, mitzvah l'shavshes biyodoy, nitzaitza shemer raglayim, hanitozim araglov. If some eraglayim spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. You shouldn't walk out like that. People think you're kushuvcha. Shein me ragla mekalchim. Like that's why the water doesn't come out from you straight. That's why it spritzed all over. El leshayis na kushuvcha ain't a merlit. And alocha kushuvcha is he can't have children. No zera comes out of him. V'yomru abonav sheinim shalai. So people say that you're a kushuvcha. Aye, how do you have children? Your wife was mazana with somebody else. They'll think the mamzerim. Therefore, you're supposed to wash off, rub off your feet right away, so there shouldn't be any mitzvahs on your feet. So, Mel, that's why it's good here also. The kohen, he's supposed to rub it off with his hands. That's why he has to wash his hands. So, where it says, Messiah l'rabami, it's a riot to Rabami. The Yom Rabam, Rabami says, Osa l'yodom, sheyetze b'nitzoytze shalgabi raglov. A person, after matom eraglayim, he can't walk outside if he still has the water on his feet. Because he looks as if he's a kruv shuvcha, something's wrong with him there. It doesn't come out the right way, it spritzes out. Therefore, he can't have children. People start saying, your children are not your own children. Your wife was mazana with somebody else. And therefore, your children are mamzerim. Therefore, it's an Indian always to wipe off your feet to make sure no spritzing is on your feet. So, who are then? That's why it's good why you're supposed to wash your hands. But I call upon him as Masha from here, clearly, that if you go to the base of Kisei, and you mat the Meraglayim, and you don't touch anything, your hands doesn't touch the Meraglayim, or you don't rub off your feet, you're not in the Chuyif to wash your hands. That's what the Teish Shana brings down here. Mitzvah Shavshayf, Oymer Rabbein Atam, Ki Mechan Yesh Lumot, Sha Nichnas Lahashtin Mayim, Ein Tzarech Lita Yodav. When you come out from making, you don't have to wash your hands. Im Leshishif, only if you rubbed the water off your feet. That's the only time. And even if you did rub it off, you have to wash your hands, but not make a bracha on Tzidosh Yadayim. But I call upon him, you don't have to wash your hands. That's what he comes out. So he comes out. That's what he comes out. And Lamais Talacha Chorus also like that. That is one thing. If you go into a real basic kisa, you have to wash your hands just on being in the basic kisa. But as man is there, our basic kisas are not called the real basic kisa. Since we have a place there to wash ourselves, it's not called the real basic kisa. So Mikri Radim, when you come out of the basic kisa, if you only were matam eraglayim, you don't really have to wash your hands. I think Mora says, only if your hands touched it. But if it didn't touch anything there, you don't have to really wash your hands. But our core point, and we hold, for tefillah, you are supposed to wash your hands. Like before you go davin, mishum nikiyus, you're supposed to wash your hands. That's why our minigiz, usually when we come out of the basic kisa, we always wash our hands. Because you never know when you're going to start, davening. To negate to a bracha, to shayla. Some of us say for bracha also you should wash your hands. But not for bracha, not for tefillah, l'kur, mikradin, you don't have to wash your hands. I'll call for the minigiz to wash your hands here. Right. Amara Papa. Tsoya bim kaimo, also likras krishma. If somebody had soya, means he was matu gedolim, he went to make, and the big stuff came out, and there's some piece there still left on his body. Boisimokim, the place where it comes out, there's still some soya there. Allah Kharij, you're not allowed to say Krishma. So Rashi, bimkoimo, the neck of piatabas, where the stuff came out, is also likras Krishma. If there's still a little bit there, you're not allowed to say Krishma. For the Gemara Heshi Domi, how are we talking about? Where is this soya to say you can't say Krishma? The person himself. If it's seen, it's mamash outside the body, you could see it. Pshita, avadi, now let us say Krishna, front of Tzoya. Even if it's not on your body, it's down in front of you, you can't say Krishna. Either loy nearest, elamai, what, you don't see it, it's like inside your body there, you don't see it. Of a zayfet gemara, lenit no terror l'malchi yasharis. Like, what kind of din is this? The terror wasn't given to malchi yasharis. Like, if it's not nearest, so what's wrong? You can't see it, even if it's inside there, but like, you can't clean yourself more than that. So what's wrong? Why do you say it's also to say Krishna? So Maran says, like Tzrichon, if it's all the way inside that you can't see it, so that's nothing. We're not Malchi Asharis. You can't clean yourself more than that. Maran says, like Tzrichon, to Yoshei Veneris. It depends. When you sit down, like you open up a little bit there, then you could see the Tzoya there. Mashenken, Oymed Veneris. When a person is standing, then you're more close there, then you can't see the Tzoya. So that's the halacha. That in such a case, that the Tzoya is not all the way inside your body, it's a little bit out. But when you're standing, you can't see it. When you're sitting, you could see it. Then it has a lacha like tzoya, and you yourself, you're not allowed to say Krishna now until you wipe it off. Why is it different than the lacha we had? In the Gemara Brachis, if you have tzoya al-basar on your arms, you're allowed to say Krishna. The Yitma we learned like this. Tzoya al-basar, somebody had tzoya on his basar, and it doesn't smell. He doesn't smell it, just some tzoya on his basar, and he's not looking at it. The lacha is you're allowed to say Krishna. Or show you yada bebeisakisei, or else your hand was inside the bebeisakisei. You're all the way outside, just your hand was inside the bebeisakisei. And Rashi says yada bebeisakisei, mechitza ma'sekis. There's a mechitza that you put your hand through the window. Or bebeisakisei lefnim mia mechitza, and the bebeisakisei is inside the mechitza. V'zehechnis yada derechurish mechitza. That's better. You put your hand through a hole through the wall. You put your hand into the bebeisakisei through a hole. So locher is. That Rav Huna Rama Mutalikmas Krishma. Rav Huna says you're allowed to say Krishma there. Since your body is outside the base of Kisei, you're allowed to say Krishma. Rav Chizna Rama Osalikmas Krishma. The Chizna says no, it's Osa. So Rashi says Rav Chizna Rama Osa, Mishom Yisei Kolat Smoisoi Tamarna. It's as if all your bones are also davening to Hashem. So, Taima Mishom Kolat Smoisoi, Ava Mishom Zua Moisa Reach Loi, the Kashtra Papa Metavayo, the Kashtra Papa Moses Mandi Yomrin. So the only reason why according to Rav Chizna can't say Krishma is because there's no possible of Kolat Smoisa Tamarna. But if not for that, you would be allowed to. So here also, if you have Tsoya B'yosim Mokam, why is it worse? And according to Rav Papa Zichashver, Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mamash Mutalik was Krishma. So what's the difference where the Tsoya is? So the Gemara answers, Bim Kaima Nofe Zuama. The difference. If the Tsoya is B'yosim Mokam where it comes out of the body, there it still smells very, very bad. It's nefisha zuma. Therefore, you're not allowed to say Krishma. Ma'ashenken shleibim kaimo, if the tzoy is on your body, any other place in your body, lenof is zuma. Then we say there it doesn't smell so bad. See, if the smell doesn't reach you, you don't smell it, you're allowed to say Krishma. So, drashibim kaimo, nof is zuma. She chamahi, still hot then, shleyotz liyavra, didn't go outside yet. But lenispaza recha, the smell didn't go, it wasn't a faza to go out. So there's a very strong reich there, therefore any part, anything you have there, you're not going to say Krishma. Right? He's a lochus here. So the Mishnah also says, the Maisa, when people wipe themselves, they have to be careful, do a good job. Because over there, if you leave over any little bit, it's also to say Krishma. So when you wipe yourself, you have to take your time out to make sure you do a good job there, make sure nothing is left there, b'yesamakam. Because there, the Mor doesn't say a shir. Like he once said to Mishnah, even a mashu, even a small amount that's left over there, nikra din l'chur, it's also to say Krishma. Because b'yosim mokum, the more saying the svara, it's not for zuama. It smells very bad. You can't say Krishna. So the Yishana speaks out that we say tsoy al tsoray. If the tsoy is on your hands, you'll have to say Krishna. He says dafki b'mokum shemechusa. But somewhere where it's covered up, like it's under your shirt, Myri. Diba mokum agula hafilu akaka tsoch achadal damis. Because if you can see the tsoy on your arm, it's on the uncovered part. So then, even if it's on the floor, you're not allowed to say Krishma in front of it. So this dinner, it's all basari means it was covered up. But that's the kasha, call upon me to see it, the tzoy is under your shirt. It's mutter if you don't smell it, so why is it worse? It's boisim mokum, it's also covered up there. So that's Gemara's teretz, that's boisim mokum, it's much worse. The zuama is much worse there, then it's also to say Krishma. Tana Rabbonim, halacha besudit. Halacha besudit is like this. Odom yoytse lahashtin mayim. In the middle of the meal, you have to get up to go to the betzchisa, you have to let out water. The locher is noito yodo achas. You have to only wash one hand. V'nichnas, v'dibur, v'nichnas. And then you go back into the suda. So Rashi learns, Odom shiyotu dech ha-suda l'ashtin mayim noito yodo achas, oysa sheshivshas boni tzitzis. It's the one hand that you rubbed off the spritzing off from your feet, that hand you have to wash. And then go back and continue your meal. What about dibur in chaveri? You went out, you left the meal to talk to your friend. V'hiflik, it took a long time. You had a long talk, Rashi Hiflik Shah took a long time. Now when you want to come back to eat your Suda, we have to be afraid that you are Mesiach Das from eating, so maybe you touch both hands to a Mokim Etunuf, so now you have to wash both hands over again. The Lacha is Noitol Shtei Yodav, you have to wash both hands. V'nichnas, then go to sit down. U'kishu Noitol, and when you wash your hands now, Lo Yitol V'vachutz, you can't wash outside, rather V'yikones Mifnei Chashad. You have to first go in front of everybody and wash there. There shouldn't be a chshad, people shouldn't think this person didn't wash his hands altogether. Shrashi neto shtay yoda. The chivon sheiflik shor, since you were talking a long time, achas shtayim 1 or 2 hours, Hesiach daite misudosai. You took your mind away from finishing the meal. Volaniza lishma yadav. Venaskonius, you didn't wash your hands now. So you have to be afraid both hands touch something not nice, and you have to wash them now. Is loyitum abachutz. People shouldn't say he didn't wash his hands, so you have to wash your hands in front of everybody else. Sit down and wash your two hands there, and then give the bowl back to the orchon and let them take it out for you. In other words, everybody should see that you made a tefillah shadayim. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, lo yamor nazoni said, elo lishtois. There's only a chash if you're only going to drink more. You're not going to eat. So then there's a chash people think maybe you didn't wash your hands. Avolechel, if a person sat down now to continue eating, then you're able to even to wash your hands outside. Venichnat, then you can walk in after you washed your hands. Why? To make the idea that in the daitai. Like nobody rechoshed you, you didn't wash your hands. Everybody knows, like it's a normal manner. Before you sit down to eat food, you're going to wash your hands before you eat. So since you're outside and you're Messiah das, for sure, the person washed his hands. He doesn't have to. There's no chashad. He didn't wash his hands. It's only if you're only coming in to drink. So people think for drinking, really, you don't have to wash your hands. Now, the only reason why we say you have to wash your hands is because maybe you'll change your mind and go to eat. So that is a chash. Maybe you didn't do it. That's why you have to wash inside. The Rashi says, Leah Morin, Leito Bachut El Shein Nesarach Oy Lechom El Lishtoy Su Nichnas Shoy Rigid El Naharach Lishtoy Spishtiya Acher Amozim. You used to drink a lot later on. You have to wash your hands because maybe you put some food into your mouth. Mashenka, if you're sitting down to eat, then nobody's choshed you for sure you wash your hands. Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Yano, a person like me, even to go to drink, I could just wash my hands outside. Because made the idea that neither die toy. Everybody knows that I'm a big mafunik. Like I would for sure not go down to even drink something if I didn't wash my hands. So for me, there'll be no chshad. I'm allowed to just come in and drink. And I wash my hands outside. For me, there's no chshad. People won't be chashid. I didn't wash my hands. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the flamid, Omer Aleph. The flamid. You're by the Mishnah. Yeah, flamid, Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says here, Ein Odom Nichnas Liazora Lavoida. Nobody is allowed to go into the Azora, push it at the beginning of the Ezras Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, Afilu tor, even if the person is tor, at sheyitvol, until he goes to the mikvah. He has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's tor. So Rashi says, La'avoide, even though the Mishnah says you can't go in, it's mashma only to do an avoide, if you're a kohen and you're going to do avoide there, you do a kabbalah, shchita, zrika, then you have to have a tefillah. So Rashi says, no, lavdavka, ti'enodam nichnas li'azora at sheyitvol. Anybody can't walk in until he goes to the mikvah first. The time of the first big Gemara. The Gemara will explain why you can't go in. The Kol Rashi says is lav dafka a kohen that's doing the avoda. Anybody can't go in, even though you tor. We'll see in the Gemara why. And Tais also says like this. Tais also says that lav dafka lavoda lafilu l'shchita. The lav avoda he muchach lekamon the boy tefillah. Even a kohen that's doing the shchita, he also needs a tefillah. Even though shchita is not called an avoda. Even though you stand walking in, also you have to have a tefillah. That's the way Tosis also. So Tosis is also asking to Rashi, is lav dafka avoda who adin stand walking into the azara, you have to have a tefillah. I think the Rambam sheet there is no, it's dafka for avoda. Yeah, Mishnah is right. Chomesh tefillahs, 5 times that the Kohen Gadol have to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. The Asara Kiddushin, Toivo Kohen Gadol, or Makadish Boy Bayoim. He saw in Yom Kippur, he has to go to the mikvah 5 times, and he has to make 10 times a Kiddush Yodayim Vraglayim. We'll see in the Gemara exactly when and how we know this. He's in between every time he changes from the Avodas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go outside. He's inside is wearing Big Day Lovin. When he has to change his clothing to put on the Big Day Zov outside, he has to have a Kiddush Yodayim Vraglayim first, then he goes to the Mikvah, then another Kiddush Yodayim Vraglayim. So 10 times he's in Kodesh himself, and 5 times he goes to the Mikvah. The Chulam BaKodesh. All these Tfilas and Kedushas that have to be L'Kovet Yom Kippur have to be done in the Azor itself. Al Beis HaParva, it's done on the Beis HaParva. That was the mikvah inside the Azora. Chutz Mizu, excluding the first tefillah. At the beginning of the Mishnah says, any time you come into the Azora, you have to have a tefillah. So that's not halacha dafkin Yom Kippur. That's a tefillah any time. So that tefillah doesn't have to be in the Azora, that could be outside. It's Chutz Mizu, a chutz from the first tefillah could even be done outside. Now, Chutz
mizubavad. Now, parsu saden abutz, they used to spread out, put a mechitza of a saden shabutz, a sheet made out of linen, benay levenon, between him and the city, and between him and the people, used to make like a mechitza, l'shein matznius, there should be a separation. Posh, this is going on, the first tefillah he did, which the tefillah was outside in the chutz, so there used to be like a mechitza, a sheet, to separate between him and the am. And without being made from linen, we'll see in the Gemara why it was made from linen. So Rashi says, Chutz mizu, horishoyne shein nebo choyva. Excluding the first tefillah, it's not a choyva liyom hakipurim. So kol yom enami isa. That's the din of the Mishnah. Any time when somebody wants to come into the Azara, even though he's tor, first he has to go to the mikvah. Avo tefillah saboy is choyva liyom hakipur. But the rest of the tefillahs that the Kohen Gadol has to do special, cover Yom Kippur, ksiv behem b'mokam kodesh. That the Torah says it has to be done dafki in the Azara, b'mokam kodesh. Bin yom ad'achri mois. All these things we'll see in the Gemara, the Limudim. But that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, where Rashi and Tais learns, anybody, even though you're Torah, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azara, unless first you go to the mikvah. And then on Yom Kippur, there was a special halacha, the Kohen Gadol had to be toivul 5 times, and he has to have 10 times the chiddush of Dayanberg line. The Gemara says, Shalu es ben Zoyma, the yes ben Zoyma, Tfilo Zulama. How do we know this chiddush in the beginning of the Mishnah that before you come into the Azara you have to go to the mikvah, even though you're Tor? And Rashi says, Tfilo Zul shall call Shachris, Loma Litor. If the person's Tor, why does he have to go to the mikvah first? Is Omalahan, so ben Zoyma answered, he learns out from a Kavu Choyma from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Uma HaMishana, mi Kodesh leKodesh. The Yom Kippur, every time he changes, at the beginning he does the avoid inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he changes and comes outside and does the avoid outside. So the Mishnah says he has to be toivel every time when he changes from inside to outside. So Maha Mishan Mikodesh HaKodesh. Kohen Gadol is changing from the Lefnai Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to outside to the Kodesh. Or Mimokim Shonesh Koris, Lomokim Shonesh Koris. Both these two places, if a person that's Tomei comes in either to the Kodesh HaKadoshim or comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koris. So there's not such big a difference between the two changes. Still, Toyin Tefillah, still the din is by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to make a Tefillah every time he changes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to outside, is HaMashan and Mechol LaKodesh. A regular person that at night was sleeping in his own house, a Choyol, and then he comes into the Azara, to the Beis HaMikdash, for sure he has to be toivel before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. Or mimokim sheinon eskoros, lomokim shonas koros. Like he's coming from outside, a place that there's no chiyuv koros, in your own house you can be there when you tell me. Now you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to be there when you tell me there's a chiyuv koros. Is eino din shetoyin tefillah? Isn't it a kal v'chaimah? For sure you have to have a tefillah. Before any person will come into the Azara, he has to have a tefillah. The Rashi says, Oma mishana mikodesh. Means Kohen Gadol b'chomesh avoydes b'yom kippurim ha'mishtanes mechus lefnim. The 5 different avoydes that he changes from inside to outside, or mifnim lechutz, sheshnei ha'mekoyim es kodesh. Both places in the Beis HaMikdash has kedusha on it. V'yal shnei emonesh koros. And both of them yizachiv koros ha'nichnas betumah. Anybody that comes in here betumah, there's a chiyuv koros. Whether you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or whether you come outside to the regular Kodesh, there's a chiyuv koros. Still, the din is toyin tefillah bein avoida li avoida, between one avoida and next avoida. Chidi alav apirik will learn from sukkum later. So it's a kal v'chaimah v'zeh habomi beisoy, a person that's coming from his own private house li yazor into the Beis HaMikdash shu mechon al kodesh. Isn't it for sure he has to have a tefillah? So that's the din of ben zoyma. So ben zoyma holds it's a kal v'chaimah poshet to svar midiraisam that you have to have a tefillah. So Tais asked the question, like before we spoke out, even though the Mishnah says you only have to have the tefillah if you're coming in to do an avodah, like a Kohen that wants to be over doing avodah, Rashi and Tais both says it's lav davka. The word avodah doesn't belong in the Mishnah, and any person before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. So Tais asked tamely, Ikol ha-mifruch, ma lo-hosim shchein roitza lavad avodah, avotor ha-nechnash lo lavodah minayin. His Taisa said the Mishnah is Lavoid is Lav Davka. Anybody that comes into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah before him. So then how can you learn out from a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, he was doing the Avoidah. He was doing Avoidah HaKorbanos. So therefore, when he changed from one Avoidah to another Avoidah, that's why he has to make a Tefillah. Mashenken, a regular person, even a Kohen, if he's only coming into the Azara just to be there, not to be Oved, how do you know he has to go to the mikvah? So Tais is anechadam of Yishloima, Devadei HaKal V'choyme, Einu Ela B'tor, HaNichnas L'Ktei L'Avoid. The Kavu Chaim is only for Kohen, that's Tor, and when he goes into the Azor, to the Beis Hamikdash, to do Avodah, that's the Kavu Chaim, he has to go to the Mikvah beforehand. Even though he's Tor, there's a new Kavu Chaim, you have to go to the Mikvah. Elo de Midrabonin goes to Afilu Benichna Shloila Avod, Gzeir Shem Yavod. That the Tois and Rashi both said the Mishnah is lav davka lavoidah, but rather anybody before you go into the Azor, you have to go to the Mikvah first, that's only Gzeir Midrabonin. It's once we see if somebody comes in to do the avoda, you have to go to the mikvah. So Rabbanan made a gzera, even if you're coming in not to do avoda, still you have to go to the mikvah first, because we're afraid maybe you will do the avoda. So then it's Mashiach for Tais, the Chur is only a kayin that would have to go to the mikvah first, because the gzera is, maybe you'll do the avoda. But Mashiach, if you're not a kayin, maybe then you won't have to go to the mikvah, according to Ben Zoymes Svara. So this is Ben Zoymes Svara, he's learning out a Kavu Chaymer from the Kohen Gadol. When he changes from the Avoidus Pinim to the Avoidus outside, he has to go to the Mikvah. So for sure, if you're coming from your own house, which is Chayol, into the Beis HaMikdash, for sure you have to go to the Mikvah first. By the Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says no? Right? He doesn't like this Kavu Chaymer. He holds there's no Kavu Chaymer. The Eretz Kedusha and Kedusha. It's a more Chomadik Kedusha. You hold it by the Kohen Gadol, and it's Yom Kippur. Maybe that's where there you have to have Tfilis. Mashenk in a regular kohen when he comes into the Azor a regular day, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no kavu chaymer. With your eyes, you don't have to go to the mikvah. So what's shar now? Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda weimer srach tefila hizu. It's only exerim mid rabbonin. It's the rabbonin dekalochon. You have to go to the mikvah before you come into the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Kedei sheyiske tumla yishana shebiyada v'yifresh. That a person should think twice before he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. Like Rashi explains very good. Rashi srach tefila hizu. Ein kan choyve min atarwa. There's no chiv midiraisa to go to the mikvah. El lesrach for litvash l'shein b'shein b'tfila. The rabbanon just wanted to go to the mikvah. Why? Because elala salei, the person should put to his heart, he should start thinking, shein tfila el l'tmeyim. Why does a person usually go to the mikvah? Only because he's tamei. Mela v'los es libo, the person would come to really think strongly, im yesh tumulov, do I have any tumi? Am I really tumi or not? The Yisku and Mel who remember Tumi Yishon, who remember the old Tumi he had yesterday, Shiei Shalom. The Shachachon, he forgot about it. The Yifresh Melov Azara, and I'll stop him from coming to the Azara today. Shiarishim Shiach Vatfilu Bloyaber Hayim Bloyaber, and he won't do the Avodah today. In other words, even though like this, the person comes into the base of Midrash, he thinks he's Torah. So as long as he's Torah, he thinks he's allowed to come in. As Rabbanan tell you, no, before you come in, you have to go to the mikvah. So the person's going to think, I'm going to the mikvah now. Why? Because they think, maybe I'm Tomei. Let me think it over. Am I Tomei? Maybe I am. Maybe I touched a mace yesterday. Like maybe I can't go in today. So the person would really think it over strongly to make sure he's Torah, he won't come in. And if he touched a mace, or not a lav dafka mace, even if he touched a sheretz. The loch is, after you go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to come in until Har HaShemesh. You have to wait till Tzitzik Chovim. So the person will think it over very carefully now, so that you'll go to the mikvah, and that will make him think to make sure he's allowed to go in now. So it's only a gzerim with the rabbonah that before you come into the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, you should go to the mikvah. And according to this svara, it could be lav davka kohen, even in Yisrael. Even in Yisrael, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. Because if you're a Talmudic person, it's a chiv karas to go into the Azara. So therefore, with the rabbonah made gzerim, we want to make everybody think twice. Before they come in, make sure you're Torah. How do we do that? To give a takana, you have to go to the mikvah. The male, you'll think it over twice to make sure you're Torah before you come into the Azara. So the Mara b'maikum mifugi, what's the machlokes these two svaras? We have Yehuda svara and Ben Zoymer. So Mara wants to say the havamina is biachuli avoida. Like let.